let you know that we are in touch with Joe. I think he's having a hard time connecting, so we'll just wait until he's able to get on the call.
Amber, I don't hear you.
I heard you, Amber. I heard you, Amber. It could be something with her connection.
Amber, are you there?
Yeah, I think it should be working now.
Okay, I'm wondering if we're expecting the chair to join us or whether I should step up and lead the meeting. Do you know?
Yeah, we are expecting him, and I know he was having an issue with the link. So we have 15 minutes after 5 until... we run into a problem. So I think we could wait another couple minutes since he is actively trying to join us.
Sure. Just wondering.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
This meeting to order. Can everyone hear me? I'll call the meeting to order. We'll begin with the roll call.
All right. Joseph Baring?
Yes.
Eileen Harrington?
Here.
Alder Michael Verveer?
Here.
Joanna Frash?
Here.
Nadine Mobley?
Here.
Travis Austin?
Here.
And Heather Daniels?
Here.
Okay, Chair, we have quorum.
And Alder, we have quorum. I think everyone received the minutes from the last meeting. Did we all receive those? Were we able to read them? So I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the last meeting.
So moved.
I'll second.
It's been moved by Travis and second by Eileen that the minutes from the last meeting be accepted, I guess, with the necessary corrections. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those that oppose have the same right. Seeing none, the motion carries and the minutes from the last meeting will be put into the record. There is no public comment for this meeting, and so we'll move past that. The next item on that agenda is for recusals and disclosures. Rebecca, give your hand up.
Hi, Chair. I just refreshed the registration report, and it looks like Juliana Alder Bennett is registered, but let me see if...
I'm in the meeting. I had just registered because I was struggling to find the Zoom link.
Oh, all right then. Then we can proceed.
Eileen, you have your hand up.
I do. This is on the matter of disclosures and recusals. I am not recusing myself, but I want the members to know that I did write a note to all alders in support of the censure resolution regarding Alder Meadze. He is my alder, and I have no doubt that I can very fairly review the question of jurisdiction at today's meeting, but I wanted you all to know that.
Okay, Eileen. Alder Bennett, you still have your hand up? Okay, it's down. In my case, I'm going to have to recuse myself. I know Alder Meadze. I had supported his campaign. I also know one of the individuals that had filed charges against him, and so I need to recuse myself from this hearing.
Hey, thank you, Chair. I think then, in that case, then the vice chair should lead the meeting. And, you know, if we were in person, I think you would physically leave. And so I think you can leave the meeting unless you think there's a good argument otherwise.
I'll log off of the proceedings and allow Eileen to conduct the rest of this hearing.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Joe.
Good night.
Amber, I need a minute to bring up my agenda, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Apologies. We're batting zero here on technology. Okay, I think I'm set. So, Amber, if you can help me, please, because I wasn't prepared to chair this meeting. I did not pull up my agenda. What's the next item on the agenda, please?
Sure. Item two on the agenda is item 86502, ethics complaint filed by Yorfa Charles Miadze against Juliana Bennett.
Thank you. Members of the Ethics Board, we have received, and I believe the parties have as well, a memo from the city attorney staff regarding what is before us here in terms of determining whether the complaint as submitted alleges conduct that is subject to the city ethics code. That is the question before us. And I would open the floor to discussion right now from members of the Ethics Commission. Amber?
Thank you, Chair. I think before going into the matter, there was a request from the complainant that was sent to all of the members of the Ethics Board about asking to reschedule. So I think it would make sense to hear from both the complainant and the respondents if they would like to comment on that, to argue to the board whether or not this meeting should be rescheduled.
Right, and then I would say that following any remarks from the complainant and the subjects of the complaints on that request, I would also, following their remarks, invite members of the board to ask questions or discuss that before we determine whether or not to grant an extension. So, Mr. Miadze, Alder Miadze, would you like to speak to your request, please?
Yes, Chair. So when I filed this complaint, it was December 3rd, and with the series of events has led me to believe that I have to make sure I have an attorney present through these proceedings. I have a constitutional right to protect myself against any criminal proceedings that might take place. Also, my attorney needs to review procedures and the rules, of course, of the ethic board. So that is my reasoning for asking this to be rescheduled.
Thank you. President Figueroa Cole.
Thank you, Chair. So let the record show that those who had complaints against them, that will be Juliana Bennett and I, are prepared for this meeting. We read the agenda item, reviewed the attachments, researched the ethics code, sought input from others, wrote a statement, I wrote a statement expressing my position. I show up for this meeting prepared. My preparation and professionalism has been clear for the last 4 years on the way I handle my matter as an elder for my district and the city and for this meeting. On the other hand, Alder Miadze is yet again unprepared and asking for delays to prolong a baseless complaint. The real purpose is so that these complaints may hang over us even longer, despite not being able to actually articulate how the ethics code was violated. This hearing is yet one more attempt of intimidation against one of his survivors and myself for standing up for what is actually ethical. The testimony we previously heard confirms that this hearing is just one more tool in my ass's toolbox against women. This complaint is an attempt to subjugate and intimidate those that stand up for the right, for what is just, particularly in support of Alder Bennett. I respectfully ask the board not to reschedule this agenda item. Please allow this hearing to continue. If the board finds jurisdiction, my ATSI's lawyer will have ample time to prepare, and Alder Bennett will also have an opportunity to seek legal advice if she elects to do so. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you very much. Alder Bennett?
Thank you. My statements reflect President Figueroa Cole's. It would appear to me that the complainant is clearly confused about the difference between this meeting and what in a criminal proceeding, which I'm under the impression that we are not in a criminal proceeding, and therefore I am unaware of any constitutional right to a lawyer in this meeting. And furthermore, I am of the impression that all of us came to this meeting prepared. I should not have to suffer because the complainant did not spend the past month and a half preparing for this meeting. So in respect for your time, for my time, and everyone else's time, I hope that we can proceed with this matter and put it to rest. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alder. Do any members of the board have any questions for Alder Miadze, President Figueroa Cole, or Alder Bennett? Alder Verveer?
Thank you, Chair. I do have a question of the complainant, please. And And my question relates to your request for the continuance that you submitted in writing yesterday. In that request, you state that you have retained legal counsel in this matter before the Ethics Board, or these matters before the Ethics Board. Is that correct?
Yes, Alda.
Can you share who that legal counsel is?
I wish not to do that at this time, as I'm finalizing the retainer, but I will retain him tomorrow for sure. And I don't think, I don't wish to share at this time. As I said, I will be retaining him tomorrow.
And that's why your attorney is not present at this time?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So just to clarify, Alder Mazza, you actually haven't retained counsel. You're talking to someone about retaining representation, but if you haven't signed a retainer, then you aren't yet represented, as I understand what you're saying. Is that right?
Yes. So I have not signed the documents, but I will be acquiring them tomorrow. So that is a definite.
Thank you. Anything else from members of the board in terms of questions for the parties? So I believe then that the question before us is whether or not to grant the extension that has been requested. I believe that that is the question before us. And as I understand it, if we decide not to do that, then we move to the decision on the complaint before us and the jurisdictional question. If we grant an extension, then we would reschedule a meeting to determine whether or not we have jurisdiction on these complaints as they have been filed. Does anyone on the board have anything that they'd like to say before we consider the question? Travis?
From my understanding, this would just be a request to delay the jurisdictional hearing. And from what I understand from the city attorney's memo, is that we're not getting into any of the details that aren't otherwise contained within the, we're just looking at the complaints as filed, which are already public record, are already, you know, filed with the city and stuff. And so in that instance, I'd understand the request if this was the actual hearing about the complaint itself and we were going into the factual details and there was a desire to have a counsel present to for those that such situation of a hearing. But in this instance, the matters that we're dealing with we're not going to be really dealing with any new information at this meeting. And so for that reason, I would so move that we deny the request for a continuance of the jurisdictional hearing. And we move forward for the jurisdiction of all the agenda items 2 and 3.
All right. Travis has moved that we proceed to a determination on the jurisdictional question and deny the request for a continuance. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
And Nadine has seconded. Is there any discussion? This is now being discussed, Alder Maadzi, by the members of the board. Any discussion from members of the board on the motion? If not, would someone call the question, please? We have a motion and a second. Are we prepared to vote?
Vice Chair, will I do a roll call?
Yes, please.
All right. Travis Austin.
Aye.
Heather Daniels.
Aye. Can you repeat the motion one more time?
The motion is to deny the request for an extension.
Thank you. Aye.
Joanna Fratt.
Aye.
Nadine Mobley.
Aye.
Alder Michael Verveer.
Aye.
Eileen Harrington.
Aye.
The motion passes and the request for extension is denied.
All right, moving now to the question of jurisdiction. The issue before us is whether on the four corners of the complaint, there is alleged conduct that violates the City of Madison Ethics Code. That's the jurisdictional question, not whether the allegations do in fact violate the code, but are there allegations in the complaint that
Chair?
Describe conduct? Yes.
Chair, can I, a point of order, can I speak to Amber and ask her a question?
I don't think so.
Point of order?
No.
Excuse me, I am not aware that Alder Maadzi is a member of this body and cannot therefore interrupt the chair.
I don't believe that he can. So I'd ask the technical staff to control the audio, please. So whether or not the complaint alleges conduct that implicates the city's code of ethics. Does everyone understand the question? I'm looking at my colleagues here. Do we all understand the question? Okay. Does anyone want Travis and then Amber?
I'm assuming Amber might be about to speak to the same thing, but I think it would be proper to hear from first the complainant and then the respondent. I believe we are the first one in the order was the complaint against Alder Bennett. So I think we should handle each complaint separately.
In its own hearing. on the jurisdictional question.
All right.
You're right. Thank you. So we'll hear then from Alder Maadzi. Alder, if you can point us in the complaint to what it is that is alleged that constitutes practices that are subject to the ethics code.
First, my question is to Amber for clarification. Attorney McReynolds.
Alder Maadzi, I can't give you legal advice.
It's not legal advice. If this is my complaint and I want to be done with it, we don't have to have this proceeding. Is that my, that's my right, right? This is my complaint.
Do you want to withdraw your complaint, Alder?
Yes, yes.
I believe that you could make a motion to withdraw the complaint and we could accept it with prejudice, which means you can't refile it. So if your idea is you want to withdraw your complaint so you can file a new complaint, that would not be permissible, in my view. And I think the city attorney would agree with that.
Yes, Chair, if you're asking, I do agree with you. The complainant can withdraw his complaint, but not refile for the same purpose.
That is my intent.
It is your intent to ask to withdraw your complaint?
Yes, to withdraw my complaint.
All right. Then the decision that the Ethics Board has here is whether to accept the request to withdraw and dismiss it with prejudice, which means it will not be refiled. Does everyone on the board understand what that means? Do members of the board need to have discussion? Anyone? I would then entertain a motion to dismiss the complaint with prejudice. Heather?
I move that the complaint against Alder Bennett be dismissed with prejudice. Without prejudice.
Yes,
with.
Said
it correctly first.
I'll second.
All right, it has been moved and seconded that the complaint against Alder Bennett be dismissed with prejudice. Are we ready for a vote?
Yes.
Please call the roll.
Travis Austin.
Aye.
Heather Daniels.
Aye.
Joanna Fresh.
Aye.
Nadine Mobley.
Aye.
Alder Verveer.
Aye.
Nylene Harrington.
Aye.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No, you go. Sorry.
That's okay. The motion has carried. We now turn to the complaint against President Figueroa Cole. And the question is whether or not there are facts alleged that implicate the ethics code. Alder Mayadze, were you intending also to ask for the dismissal of this complaint, or did you want to go forward with this complaint?
Yes, and for the record, I just want to say that, I mean, you hit it right on the nail when you said that you might have to recuse yourself, given that you voted to censor. And also, too, my colleague, Mike Revere, I thought that he would recuse himself as well, given that there will be a conflict of interest, you know, biases, due process and fairness. This ethics proceeding is supposed to be neutral, objective, free from personal or political influence, retaliation, abuse of power and concern. So, I would like to actually withdraw this because I don't think this is, like I said, I think I have the constitutional right to protect myself against anything that might be criminally prosecuted. So I'm actually going to withdraw from both of them.
Having heard Alder Mayadze's wish to withdraw the complaint against President Figueroa Cole, is there any discussion from the members of the board, or would someone like to make a motion? Travis?
I would so move we grant the request to dismiss the complaint against President Figueroa Cole with prejudice.
Travis has moved that we grant the request to dismiss with prejudice. Heather?
I will second the motion.
And it is seconded. Is there discussion, or are the members, Attorney McReynolds?
Thank you, Chair. Before the vote, I just wanted to remind Rebecca that the chair does not need to be called on for the role unless it would change the vote. So you don't need to call on Eileen for this vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Are we ready to proceed to the vote? Rebecca, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Travis Austin.
Aye.
Heather Daniels.
Aye.
Joanna Fresh.
Aye.
Nadine Mobley.
Yes, aye.
Alder Michael Revere.
Aye.
All right.
The motion has carried. Since I don't have my agenda before me, Amber, have we completed our agenda for tonight?
Yes, Chair. The next item is adjournment.
Very well. Would someone like to move to adjourn? Travis?
I move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
That was that Heather who seconded?
Oh, that was me, Chair. Sorry.
Oh, that was Joanna. Hi. Okay, thank you. Moved and seconded that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Amber, would you please give me a call? Thank you.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.